Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
welcome to Word Sexy Radio on this Monday, February 13th, 2012. I'm your host, Red Snapper, and we have DV Hinn on the line. How you doing, DV?
Yeah, what's up, man? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How's everything going?
Oh, man. I'm in quiet mourning, you know, for one of the best that ever did it. So, you know, I kind of been playing through my little Whitney Houston collection today.
Right. And I'm definitely going to play one of her songs. I was intending to play one coming in, the intro, but when we do our intermission, I'm definitely going to play one that I want to hear as well, because, you know, it's just, I'm glad you kind of brought that up, because, you know, not really trying to have a subject on her tonight, but I do want to kind of talk a little bit about her. And us being an entity of the media as well, I don't want to be one of those, you know, entities that's probably putting, you know, things out that's negative and looking at the negative side of her. Because if you look at it, a lot of the people are putting out, you know, they're shocked, but they are not shocked. And I just think that we need to sit back sometimes and kind of look at the fact that this is people. You know, these are people who have family members that are in mourning, and not only that, but others that loved her music and all that. And why do we have to always keep looking at the negative side of things or whatever? I mean, even if it turns out to be that's the case, this still was a woman who brought a gift to this earth that nobody else can do. And, you know, just like I heard today on a show, how they were talking about three people who passed recently, Michael Jackson being one, and Amy Winehouse. And, you know, they were talking about all of them with the connection with drugs and all that. I mean, why do we have to even go there? I mean, it doesn't even matter. I mean, you know, nobody's perfect. Everybody does what they do in their life and whatever it takes, you know, whatever it is that they have to get to where they get to.
Because when you think about it, it's the same thing with Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, and Elvis.
Right.
You know, there are...
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's just crazy how things are looked at. You know, I just don't like how they do those things and talk about, you know, the people in this manner, and just don't, you know, just not thinking about the gift that they brought, but just thinking about the things that were, you know, contributed. They want to think about all the negative things that went down, and I just hate how they do that. And go ahead, DV, I know you got cut off.
Yeah, man, that's Houston. But just like I said, there are people who live long enough to be the bad guy. And Michael Jackson was one of those people where, you know, one of the greatest entertainers the world has ever known. But, you know, what is he remembered for at the end of his life? You know, the drama with kids and, you know, prescription drugs. You know,
right.
And it's no different. You know, everybody talk about Whitney. Now, we all love Whitney, yeah. Like, I grew up with dudes with muscles singing Whitney songs. You know,
right.
So, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things where people like to disassociate themselves from, you know, from what they love simply because of the bad things that they've done. There is no one person on planet Earth who will leave this planet without having done something bad. You know? And it
right.
is what it is. And it hurts
right.
me, and it hurts me to see that no matter how much good you've done, people will only remember the bad that you've done. You know, no matter how many good deeds you have tucked under your belt, people will always remember you for the worst things that you've done.
Right. Right. And I know it's really, really terrible that's the way it is. But, you know, like I said, whatever the reason, I mean, whatever was the cause, it doesn't turn me away from the fact that she was one of the greatest voices ever, in my opinion.
And, oh, by far.
You know, I don't have anything negative for her, you know, and I get tired of everybody else and the things that they say, you know, the media and, well, she had this voice, but, you know, just remember the fact that, you know, she did this, you know, I mean, come on.
But the thing is,
we're not
going to
be that here on this show.
But see, let's be honest, people love to look at a train wreck. People love looking at accidents. And that's what we've become. You know, forget everything good that we've seen. We'll slow down to see an accident. We'll slow down to see dead bodies, you know.
Right.
And it's just kind of, that's who we've become. Where, like,
right.
you know, say Whitney Houston, for example. people are like, oh, well, you know she did this. Well, we know that already. But when people die, you're not supposed to lament on the negative things that they've done. Remember them for the good things that they've done. I mean, not everybody gets that honor. You know, there's some people who are just evil. But Whitney Houston was not one of those people. She made bad
right.
choices, which led to bad decisions. And that's it. Just leave it what it is.
Right.
There's no person anywhere in the media who can say they haven't made a bad decision. They haven't done a bad thing. But they're showing up report on people who do.
Right. Well, you know, that's just, you know, weird. You know, I just don't like it. But, you know, I'm glad you had brought that up because, like I said, I'm going to play a song later for in her tribute of Whitney. And, you know, may she rest in peace. But anybody that's out there listening, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. And we're supposed to have some guests here tonight. I'm not sure. Let me see. We have a caller right now. It's all ones. It looks like the number's been blocked. If you want to say something, please say something at this time.
Hello? This is Melody.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Melody. How
Melody.
Are you? How you doing, Melody?
All right. I'm just flipping back and forth. I was
Jump
on
ship,
with Tamika.
Yeah, I know.
Don't think I hear you, Red.
Yeah, I was there for a second, but I couldn't stay because, you know, we had our obligation here. And I know they were going down the line. And I wasn't really scheduled to be on there, so I was just kind of told. Imani kind of let me know that they were going to have some erotic writers on, and you know, they just wanted some people. So I jumped on, but I wasn't able to really do anything.
I felt so dirty having listened to you guys on another radio.
What?
I felt dirty.
Come on, man. We do other shows as well. I mean, we don't just do just ours, but yeah, I mean,
I know.
We do
I know.
Have our own flavor, though. But we're supposed to have Trice Hickman on tonight and Tony Wade and Sonya Artis, but for some reason, they're not here. So,
and look, this
we
is
might have
for
to
Valentine's Day. You know,
right?
You know what
understand?
It is.
You
know what
yeah,
it is.
You know, so I'm not going to be upset like I was last week. And I actually heard from that person. And they were like, please, can you put me back on? I was like, well, then I got to talk to my people and see if they got a spot for you. You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know.
Yeah,
but,
the sick mother room. That's the spot you get.
Yeah, you know, we try to do it. And I know Trice would be here. Either she didn't remember or she's, like you said, Valentine's, there's something going on. So, you know, we're not going to go off on any of them. So we'll just let them. I know Tony Wade, he does a show too. So I don't know if he. Remember, all of them were notified, so, but, you know, we can always find something to talk about. You know, like I said, we were talking about Whitney here for a minute, and you know, that thing, I just hate how they take anybody who dies or if anybody who had some type of thing that was going on in their life, whatever it could be, you know, they want to take that. I mean, they were even talking about Bobby Brown, you know, he's trying to get there and be with his daughter and all this, and, you know, it's just so much mess.
Yeah, but like, think about this.
I get tired of it, yeah.
But think about this, all right? And I'm going to take it to somebody who's not even musical, Joe Paterno, all right? This man played 70 years of his life dedicated to football, all right? And at the end of his life, when they took football away from him, he died. And what was
right.
the one thing they couldn't stop talking about? Well, he should have did more when it came to, you know, the kid molesting case, you know?
Right,
and so
right.
What I did was I brought somebody this. I said, well, look. I said, you a parent, right? And they said, yeah. I said, take this.
Uh-huh.
All right, suppose your whole life, all you've done is good. And your child, their whole life, all they've done is bad. So the police come up to you and they say, look, if you see your child, report them to the police because they've done a bad thing. And you see your child and you don't report it to the police. And then you die. Do you know, your legacy is completely wiped out. Every good deed that you have ever done is completely wiped out. Because when you should have reported your child to police, you didn't. And that's all they will focus on.
Right.
Does not matter. Whatever
right.
you did, you could have found a cure for AIDS. They say, hey, they found the cure for AIDS. But when their son killed that, you know, little girl, they showed up, didn't report him. And that's all you You know,
right.
there's always a but in somebody's life.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely correct. I mean, you know, you can write all these great books and do all these things, but if you were out in the somewhere and done something that was, you know, I mean, you're right. That's all they're going to remember is the negative things that you've done. It's a trip that that's what they do. I mean, we can even use our president, you know. I mean, he hasn't really done what I consider anything bad. But my thing is people always take, I mean, he's done a lot. I mean, he's, you know, he's done so many things that the last 40 presidents haven't done in one term, in my opinion. But, you know, I mean, like getting Bin Laden and a whole bunch of things he's done. I mean, but they still don't want to give him credit for that. So, I mean, I understand what you mean on that. You know, it's just so much. I think we have Carmen now. Carmen, are you there?
Yes.
How are you this evening?
Hey, sweetie.
How are you?
You sound sick.
Are you okay?
Good sick. You sound good sick, man.
He's cleaning it up. I like that. Anyway.
Right.
Okay. Well, see, Melanie, you still here, right?
I'm here.
Okay. What I want you to do right now is kind of talk about your little Valentine's thing that you put together real quick.
Okay. Well, basically, because I can't seem to stop thinking of doing things and trying things, I like the Naughty Ink Press little black book blog that I put together, and because there's so much internet going on and so many different projects, I've you know, felt with the tablets and things, you know, people are expanding and everybody's getting them.
Right.
That I went ahead and put together a little black book, and basically it is for short stories. It's a collection of short stories, and it was kind of a last minute decision. I put a call out for it to some other.
You
well,
be
I
like,
had been thinking. I had been thinking about it for a while, and I'm
Melody,
like, oh, I don't have time. And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna do it because I just felt like I didn't want to take advantage. I wanted to take advantage of the opportunity. So I did. I put a call out to some authors who I knew were erotic authors, nobody who wanted to dabble, because I wanted, the time limit was very short. And so I got, five or six short stories, and it's actually pretty sizable. It's coming up to be almost 50 pages. I have a few other people who did favors for me. I have somebody who's a candle. She has her own candle company that she makes from scratch, and she's going to have a feature. I mean, it's like an e-zine, basically. It'll be a PDF form, and it'll be able to be viewed on anything electronic. I also have it available for, if you want it in print, you can get it in print, but it'll be a POD print, so you'll be paying HP Mag, essentially, to print and ship it for you. And if so it's definitely high quality. It'll be very nice. Very nice little beach. It looks gorgeous right now. And
see,
the stories and everything.
Well, she ain't telling you,
really,
man.
Really nice. They're nice.
Well, she ain't telling you, man. She'll send me. She'll call me up, and she's like, "D, I need you to check out this website." Then I check out the website. I can do better than that. Watch, I'll do better. And then next thing I know, she calling me up like, "Oh yeah, you got one day to write a story for me." One day? Really?
You had more than one day.
One day.
You had more than one day. You chose to do one day because you chose
to start late. But wait.
Now, come on now. You're going
to
have
to. Now, wait. This is the thing. She told me Friday. She was like, Friday, you got to write a story. And so, like, I kind of got lazy on the weekend. You know,
thank you. Come out with it.
But, what you said, who does that? But see, this is the thing. Like, you know, I've seen what she's putting together, and it's beautiful. And I hate to say it, you know, because it's like, hey. Because when she get an idea, she'll go full force, and it'd be, like, wonderful. And it kind of puts me to shame because I'm like, yeah, I got to think about my ideas, you know. So,
right.
But when she do it, she goes hard, and, you know, I guess that's why she's the better half of Naughty Ink, because I'm pretty much like, I'll write a story. Yeah, it'll get to you eventually. And she's
and
like, I need it now. Who,
what,
when, where, why, how? Yip, yip, yip.
You know what? It
well,
is what it
I'll
is,
tell you what
and
I...
it'll be ready for purchase tomorrow electronically. You can buy it, like I said, in print, but of course, it is not like newsstand print. It'll just have you'll be getting it after obviously the holiday, but that's okay because Valentine's Day will most likely be celebrated on the weekend anyway. As far as people like really going out, and then you'll have something on your whatever Nook, Kindle, whatever can be view PDFs that you can kind of read and mess around with all week. Or whatever.
So
it's just not for Valentine's Day, but it's
so it'll be available on Amazon and all of that. And
No. It is not. It's not going to be available on Amazon. It's not like that magazine. I haven't even looked at putting it up. But if we do future editions, my goal is to have, when I feel like we can go full force and do every 6 weeks or whatever, I would like to have it wherever you can get magazines electronically. for your e-tablets, but there are programs that allow us to still deliver the files directly to you to download and view that we don't necessarily need Amazon for. As far as the Kindle goes, because they're graphics, I can't put it on Kindle. I mean, I could, but it wouldn't be laid out very well. So it's going to be in PDF form, and it'll be just featured through our blog, bits and pieces of it through the Little Black Book blog.
Okay, so we'll be able to purchase it on Naughty Inc's.
Everything it'll be available. Yes, you don't have to wait. You know, there's no big, you know, like it doesn't have to go through a big house for it to be available. You can download it. The link will be set up for tomorrow, late tonight, when I finish and touch on everything and make sure everything works.
Who are all the authors that made the cut?
There's me, you, DV, Keith, of course, was like one of the first people who committed. And there's a couple other people I befriended, and it was for this reason. It was for networking. That you may not necessarily talk to on a regular basis. One of them is Kenya. I can't pronounce her last name. It's Nushin. I'm not sure. She's an erotic author who does erotic everything.
Oh, I know
you're
talking
about.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
she's
right
in there. She's got a great
She writes erotic.
And she does. She really writes. And she got something to me that was very unique, and I appreciated that. I have another author about that goes by the name of Innocent, and she India Innocent, and I can't pronounce her last name either. But
this is good. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. She sent me a short story. I have. Who else do I have?
So you're trying to put sound like it's an anthology in the making in the future.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
It is, but it's flash. It's flash. It's not. You know, you're talking about 1,700 words, 2,000 words.
Set up a website for it. Set up a website.
I mean, you could put one together.
You just bring traffic.
What I would do, and like you, I think you kind of told me this before, what I would do is just do it for the seasons. Like you said, you got Valentine's, you got a Thanksgiving one maybe, you can have a story for Christmas, you know, New Year's Eve, you know, just different ones that you can do. Or did it quarterly, then you can have like every 3 months, whatever holidays are, you know, 3 month phases or something. And you can just do that, you know, just have some stories that touches in those times, like, you know, something that's going on. So,
yeah, I'm kind of digging Red's idea. Well, idea for your pitch.
As long as you involve me, you know, some kind of way, I would love to.
That's really what he wants to say. That's really what it is.
That's
absolutely.
All right,
I could have done this with Midwest Publishing Group, but I don't want to. This is your idea. You do it. I want to be involved helping you. Because there will be some stuff in the future for us that you can help us with.
I agree, and we will definitely
be calling you. Right.
I agree. Think that my goal was to keep bringing great writers together. I don't believe in having everybody has their own little hole in the sand where they don't talk and play with anybody else.
DV does not play well with others.
I know.
I'm a writer, and just because I have my own publishing company doesn't mean that I can't help other publishing companies or other people that are writing. I mean, there are some people that act that way, but I am not that one. So, you know, it's about trying to get work out any kind of way I can. If I'm writing with your company and you're writing with mine and I'm writing with others, as long as the work is getting out there and it's being appreciated, I mean, I don't see what the issue is. You know, to me, it's more exposure than me trying to act like you're the competition. Because you're not.
Right.
Just because, you know, you're not the competition in my eyes, but there are people who think that way. Well, that's another publishing company. You're competing with them. No, I'm not. Because everybody can read. They're going to read more than one book. So, I mean, if they read books from my company or yours, as long as they're reading, I mean, they're going to read eventually somewhere somebody's book. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. Maybe my ideal is jacked up.
I've always wanted to do this sort of visual mix of, you know, basically not necessarily graphic art, which is the comic book arts, but just adding a little bit of flavor to words in general. And that has just been something like with the websites, you notice it's very visual. And I think it kind of goes with, you know, our theme as far as romance and erotica is concerned and how visual those just the topics are and how, you know, how much imagery is required. you know, for you to be really good, you really got to get inside people's heads. And so I don't have a problem adding pictures. And that's the reason why it's a PDF, and that's the reason why it's not on Kindle, not to say that it won't get there, but I really would like to explore, you know, the PDF version and being able to just kind of really do what I want with color, with pictures, you know, different fonts, everything. So that's it's everything. It's everything in there.
Well, you know,
it'll be really,
I think the
it's
idea,
really nice. It's,
the idea you right, the idea you have is good, and you don't want to go through Kindle that way anyway. You, if you do, you
no,
want to have it where they can get it through you, through your company. The reason why I say that is because not because of what's in it, but because if you go that way, then you're going to be paying Amazon some royalties for them putting
and,
it
and
there.
And that's
and,
okay
and,
for exposure purposes. Exactly. I don't know what you guys are saying. I think Amazon is great for exposure, but, you know, you have to be so well-known to do well. And so if we can just continue our branding and continue putting out the same authors and kind of have some regularity, kind of like a, you know, I don't want to, like a partnership or just a network that's strong with strong writers. And, you know, it doesn't matter what companies are running. I think, you know, it can be very successful, especially when you have people who are in different parts of the country. So, I mean,
right.
That's a goal for me. I just feel like I'm into spreading love. I love to spread love around.
Well,
and, you know, one of the reasons that I chose to do your
stuff. She didn't catch it. She didn't catch it. Anyway.
I got
okay.
it, Brad. I got
okay.
it.
Okay.
You know,
all right.
Anyway. But, yeah,
okay.
That was my point was it's a lot of fun for me. To do just hearing it, just to have people excited about being published and having, you know, a project that looks really good, you know, and that's something that I take serious. So I'm all for, you know, any kind of whatever, you know, that has to do with romance and erotica and just that. It's just the whole gamut, not just necessarily literary, but as you know, we dabble in just about everything in one
yeah,
way or the other.
Good.
You know?
And that's what you got to be is well-rounded and do everything. So. And that's what we try to do in my company as well, is just try to, you know, just kind of be well-rounded and not just necessarily just do certain things, you know. I mean, we do have different pieces or departments, I would say, in the company. You know, even though erotica has been some of the things that's been coming out right now, there are two other actual companies within the company under West Publishing Group that does, like, urban fiction as well as contemporary nonfiction and fiction stuff. So, actually, there's a guy that I'm talking to now. He's a 16-year-old, and he's writing. He has a series of it's fiction books, but they're science fiction. So I'm kind of looking at this, and you know, it's kind of ironic because we talked about this a couple of times, I guess, in earlier shows, DV, about people that when they write this kind of thing, they're going to have to definitely be able to come with it because there are going to be people that read. And they're going to be checking to see what you're talking about is actually can happen, especially
in
science fiction. You know, the scientific pieces of that. You got to know what you're talking about. So you got to do the research to make sure that if you say that the flipper cap goes to something or whatever to make some type of device work, you know, you got to make sure that that's. But yeah, I mean, you know, I just love writing. I like to help people that are serious about it, you know. So, Carmen, let me ask you, Carmen. What's going on with you? How is everything going in the world of Carmen?
Well, according to DV, I'm sick, and I didn't even realize it, so I might want to get that checked out.
Okay, well, I didn't say you were sick. DV said you was, but anyway.
I
don't know if you meant physically or...
That's
what I'm saying, because, you know, her crazy is contagious, so y'all got to keep away.
Okay, well, now that we've got
Happy Valentine's Day, girl.
So how's things going with you, though? How's the project that you have with the history stuff that you have going on? How is that going?
Actually, that is going amazingly well. A friend of mine, I guess I suck at marketing.
That's why I'm asking. If you would put the word out, I think you would have people, especially this month. I know this is a month that's, you know, been set for us, but still, I mean, it's year-round that people will look at it. But still, the thing is if you can get it out there and just market it and let them know it's there and what it offers, then I think that it will help them to, you know, like if they needed book reports or anything like that, they can go to one-stop place and get it, and you have it already there provided for them. I think that's very good. So that's something you might want to look into, getting, you know, out there. I mean, I'd be willing to help put it, you know, push it for you as well. I mean.
Well, please do.
Okay. All right. All right. So what else is up? Is that it? You got any new books you're writing yourself or anything?
I've got a short story coming out in an anthology. The anthology is called Restored. And
the e-book, or how is it going to be distributed?
They're doing all three. Each story in the book is going to be sold first on the publisher's website, and then they are going to put all three into a paperback.
Okay. All right, well, keep us informed on that one as well so that we can, you know when that's coming out. Is there a scheduled time when it's going to drop, or they don't know yet?
Mine is coming out. I know my short story is coming out at the end of March. I'm not sure when the paperback.
Long stories. And, you know, especially since tomorrow I don't really have a Valentine, I'm going to just be able to write more. I can write the depressing scenes tomorrow, so just go ahead and do it like that. But,
Oh, wait, so you're crazy.
What is that about, man? You don't have a Valentine for tomorrow.
Man, Whitney,
you're write
man, Whitney gone. I'm alone. It's all bad. It's bad.
Yeah, man, I really am sad about the Whitney thing. You know, speaking of him, you know, that I don't know if you all watched the Grammys last night. I'm sure most of you probably did. And they were supposedly doing, there was a piece in there where they were talking about doing a tribute to Don Carnes, but I mean, it didn't make sense, of course, the thing that they did. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out why did they even say that that was supposed to be a tribute, that piece that they had in the Grammys. Do you all even remember that, for those of you that watched it online? Hello? 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 The tribute to Don Carnes that they did on the Grammys, I don't even know why they called it that, because did y'all see the Grammys?
Yeah, I was saying, I don't really do award shows, but I had somebody text me when Adele performed, because I love her, and I had someone text me to see the Whitney when they did the J-Hub for Whitney. So
right.
That was the only two parts I watched.
Right. Okay. Well, they had some piece on there for Don Carnes that didn't make sense at all. Didn't even have. I thought it was going to do a Soul Train line or something, but they didn't do anything. They had Chris Brown singing something, and then they had this group, the Foo Fighters, do something. And then they had that one DJ that has his head. He has his big head. Looks like it's like a Mickey Mouse head or whatever. That was doing some music, and then that was it. I don't know.
Talk about Deaf Mouse.
Yeah, Death Mouse or whatever. I don't know what he did, but, I mean, there was no tribute there. But anyway, so Melanie's gone. She probably won't come back, I guess. But, I don't know what happened to our guest tonight. But like I said, we'll accept the fact that tomorrow is Valentine's Day. I guess they're getting ready for that. So,
speaking of which, what are you guys doing for Valentine's Day?
Well, I mean, we got snow here now, not that it's an excuse, but it snowed here today, so I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. I hadn't even thought
another day to jack off is what you're saying.
Maybe, could be, or maybe not. I don't know, unless I can get somebody to be a jump off or something. I don't know. You wouldn't tell us, though, anyway. You wouldn't tell us.
Yeah, that's what it is.
No, I would, because, you know, y'all my people, so I'd let y'all know. But,
Yeah,
I let Red know. Carmen probably sent me a message like, ha ha.
She said she want to see the video. How she goes, wait a minute. Did you say you want to see a video?
Of course. Oh, I love to watch. Yes. Have you seen the video?
Oh, yes. She's a voyeur. Carmen, I didn't know you was a voyeur. Okay.
Yes.
I like that.
Look,
I did not know you was a voyeur.
I think that I would come out of the
Did you say she was a voyeur lawyer?
voyeur. She likes to watch.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
And these two people were doing it in the car. And so I stopped. I was watching. And he was like, are you really watching them? Yes. They're doing it in the car.
They didn't ask
really,
to join,
they wanted
did
me
they?
To what?
They wanted you to leave or they wanted you to join?
No, I said clearly they wanted me to see it. They're doing it in the car.
Oh,
clearly,
yeah. They
wanted me to.
Because they wanted it out there. But, no, but I was on that show. You was listening to Tamika's show, right, tonight,
right.
Evie?
Yeah, I was.
And the questions they were asking was kind of, I ain't going to say interesting, but not interesting or anything, but it's just that, I don't know. I mean, you know, they were asking what makes your book go, and all this. And
yeah, I know. I remember the question they had
versus, you know, and I'm still tripping that this woman is 25. I thought I could have swore she was older. But anyway.
Who, Tamika?
She says she's 25.
Yeah, she is. Have you met Tamika?
I've seen, talked to her several times. I have not seen her in person. I've seen that she's lost weight and everything. I saw all that. So, but she does act 25.
And you know what?
She
blamed that mess on me.
What?
The reason why.
What did she blame on you?
We met a few years back. When was it? 2009? It was 2010. I think it was 2010.
Yeah, you used to have her. She was a.
Because every time we get together, she remembered that point. She's like, I remember when you said that. And you better apologize.
Well, that was me.
It was funny.
Look, man.
If it's funny, it's not me.
Look, let me tell you something.
No, that's not the rule.
From what I've heard, like I said, I don't really know her, but from what I've heard and her talking, how she is as a person, not judging her, nothing, but please don't. People that's listening don't take it that way because I'm not.
Man, Tamika will bust your ball. She will bust your ball.
I'm getting ready to say this. Let me say it, man. And you already said it for me. But anyway, she's a freak, and she will. She likes you, man. So that's just the way it goes. She's going to keep on bugging you that way because she knows that's a way to get to you in conversation and to get something from you that she's hoping to get from you. So as long as you keep playing the game with her, it'll be that way.
Day.
What on earth are you talking about?
And then you won't have to be by yourself. Isn't she in Texas as well?
Yeah,
she's
said
he's
a freak and he likes you. What part of that did you not understand? Aren't those like your two
qualities?
Well, that's good
to know. But she's still young.
Yeah, she's 25. She's 25. Yeah, 25 years old.
And she's still, like, she still thinks. Because remember when we were 25, you know, the world was our oyster. It's like, man, if I could bang anything in the skirt, I would bang anything in the skirt.
Well, you know what I mean? The subject tonight was casual sex or being in a relationship, and she was against a relationship.
No, she was pro-casual sex.
Right, exactly. I thought she wanted to be involved in something like that. The rest of the women were talking, Anna Black and the rest of them were saying that they were older and they wasn't into all of that. But I thought she was like, you know, saying, hey, I could be wrong.
No, she was pro-casual sex.
So she's looking for a one person.
Are they all young?
Huh?
Are they all young?
No.
No, the other women were in their 40s.
The other women were 40 and 50.
Anna Black is in her 40s?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you probably couldn't.
Well, I've met Jasmine Guy. I'm not saying I know her, but I have met her and talked to her. She's a very nice person. So, you know, that's fucked up. Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm like, I mean, I've never even seen you, and I bet you couldn't hold a candle to Jasmine Guy on her worst day, and you up there talking this bullshit, and I couldn't believe it. And now that you're saying that she's older than me, I'm really,
the way they talk, they like so into their, like her husband's in the military, so.
And then, like, I remember, okay, like years ago when Tupac, when Tupac was alive.
Right.
Years ago when Tupac was alive, he made fun of a member of Mobb Deep because they had sickle cell. And he basically said, you better stop messing with me before you have a heart attack or a seizure or something. And so that's what people believe. It didn't matter how much you educated them, you know, as the, you know, sickle cell wouldn't cause you to have a heart attack or a seizure. No, people don't want to believe that because Tupac said that it make you have a seizure or a heart attack. So, I mean, the thing is it doesn't matter how much you try to educate people. They're going to believe what they're going to believe. And sometimes you just need to leave it at that.
Well, Well, I can understand why Carmen felt that way as well, because she has the same kind of thing going on in her life. But still, I understand what you're saying, too. You know, people are just silly, like you said, and you can tell them something and they still be fucked up. You know,
you can tell them the truth and they still believe something completely contrary to what you just told them.
They have diabetes, they have high blood pressure, they have high cholesterol, and you've got 15 pounds on them, and you're like, how in the world are you so sick from this? Because their frame cannot support that weight. That is what I mean when I say small frame, medium frame, et cetera, et cetera, because I do believe that exists. I do believe some people have heavier bone structures than others. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it because
yes,
bad
and it is an outdated, antiquated, mythological
you
belief.
You know what? I...
And you know what, you believe in fairies and Santa Claus too?
I don't care what you say about it. All I'm saying is wishbone probably misused, but not necessarily urban myth. That's all I'm going to say. Misused. Used in the wrong context.
I told you. She's one of the people I get into it with. Like me and Melody, we have almost a different points of view on almost everything.
No, we don't.
You know, I'm gonna call Cotton since she ain't here and see what she thinks about big bones. Because I wonder where the hell she's at. She's supposed to be here.
No, but you know what question?
Down, urban myth.
I believe that there's both. But I mean, I think you know a fat person, right?
I know a fat person.
But wait, the question is. Are people fat because they are big boned or because they are fat? Or because they eat too much?
Some people are just fat.
You are just mean.
You said you know a fat person. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about?
we're about to give you your $25,000 in your brand new car and let you go to sleep.
But you know something? You probably was busy. I'm glad you answered the phone, but... you know, we were just wondering what happened to you, and we're glad that you answered the phone, and if you have to go, we understand. But
and we want to say Happy Valentine's Day.
I just want to say Happy Valentine's to you, and I saw the video of you and that dress you had on, and you was all up in GPA's face. I thought that was
very nice.
Wait,
how did you see
this video? What video?
On the love letter. It's on the love letter. If you go to her page, go to your page. If you're a member of the love letter, her group, you can actually see that.
Check this out.
And she came out there.
I did.
We did a called Upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she looked absolutely magnificent coming out and everything. So,
thank you.
Just wanted to give you that. Do you have to go? Do I have to let you go, or are you going to hang on?
No,
Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give Whitney a tribute right now. I'm going to play one of Whitney's songs, one of my favorites, and then we're going to come back and talk shit. We were supposed to have guests on.
Did not survive asking myself why you do to me, baby. Since you're not around for me to tell you, baby, baby, baby. I'm writing you this letter, and this is what I have to say. Yeah. All I really wanted was somebody telling me that you told me I want someone else to go on your mind. What you do to me? What you do? Look what you did to me. Oh, baby. I thought that you were someone who would do me right. My emotions, and you made me cry.
My emotions and you make me cry.
I enjoyed that song, and I enjoyed a lot of the music, and that was just one of my favorites. So I wanted to play that and treat it to her as well. And we kind of talked about that a little bit earlier. We'll maybe talk more on that later. But, you know, back to what we were doing basically before. We were talking about Big Bones versus, I guess that was the subject that Melly brought up. All right, who brought that up? I don't even know how that came up. But if anybody out there in that's listening want to comment on Big Bones and whether that exists or not, the number is 347-215-8539, and you can call in the Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio, and we talk about everything on this fucking show.
You need to specify that, hey, Ray. You need to specify, because women would be calling in like, yeah, I got a man with a big bone. And you're like,
I mean, if that's what they want to talk about, then they're messed up anyway. If they think it's a bone, because it's a gristle, and if they, you know, they want to think about it, I know what you're saying. I'm just messing with you. They might go there. So since we talked about that, no, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to leave that alone. So then we come with a, and we are here to serve you. And that's what we're going to do. So, all right. So what's the subject now? What are we going to talk about? Cotton, how are you doing? We haven't talked to you. What's going on with you?
I'm good. I just wanted, since I'm on the air, I just want to, you know, talk about my show that I did since you all weren't there.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and you did. Come on, talk to us. Tell us about it.
The show was awesome. Like, every poet, there's a poet team called Illegal
Collecting. Okay, so I guess it's gonna be a first come first serve on who comes in, as far as authors coming and presenting their books and doing what they want to do, and DV, you and Melanie and all of y'all, I'm gonna be talking to y'all in the future about some seminar stuff that we're gonna be doing, that I would like for you all to talk about. We're not even impressed how you guys became a company, you know, maybe helping some people in the publishing game. So if you guys would be interested in that, we'll talk about that as well.
That's
so
fine with me.
Line, and we're going for to have information out on when and where, so that people can start getting their monies in for their tables, being able to get hotel things for their hotel room, you know, getting their stuff set and all that.
Right.
And once that comes out, then we will Cotton, get with you on getting your thing set up for the venue that you're going to be doing. So that's the plan right now. This is going to come to life. We are definitely going to have our conference or whatever you want to call it, poets, you know, and how everybody thought she had to bring it more because her being discriminative in a society of poetry that is mostly African-American or whatever. So, I mean, you know, you got all sides of discrimination or whatever, not just us getting discriminated all the time. I mean, well, I know we get dogged, but still, you know, let's just be real. Let's just be fair. I mean, we want to bring everybody who has something to bring, you know. So why not? Anybody else have anything to say on that?
I am Leon. You know, be the first one to cast each other off and say how we don't need each other. You know, and you've got all these other partnerships going on and people producing it. And you know, just out of love, out of for what they want to accomplish, you know, and instead of using each other, we, you know, we still remain kind of polarized. And then substandard and not up to, you know, par, and then wonder why nobody's wanting to work with you, nobody wants to pay you to advertise, et cetera, et cetera. I think all of these things are great ideas, and, you know, me and DB back and forth about, you know, things that, you know, just our company could do to grow the brand. You know, and partying is one of them that I'm always down for, you know, themed parties of education or, you know, whatever. And especially just trying to help each other be better and produce better and
well,
be okay.
I definitely agree.
Somebody, this is not enough. This is not going to work. This is not what I asked for. You know, I don't think that, you know, these things are unreasonable and that they, you know, I mean, I think the tough love issue, I guess, is just so, it's still very taboo amongst us black folks. We still are really not liking to get our feelings hurt, you know.
Right.
And instead of,
well, you know,
you know, under taking the criticism or growing with it. We just don't like you anymore.
Or, well, you know, I mean, and I'm not doing it.
You know, for fear
really,
of
I'm not,
you're not being able to just
right.
give me some garbage.
Well,
but
yeah, I'm not doing this because
thing,
I'm trying
you know,
to hurt
I see all
us
of these,
or whatever.
These fairs and these events popping up, and I just, you know, you just want it to be obviously successful, but at the same time, you know, we have to demand better of each other, too. And
right.
be not so.
You know, I don't think the ideal that I came up with is.
I don't know.
Cut
put a price tag on. I think what's his face, Raheem, brought up a really good point about some of these fairs. You know, for a black folk
right.
costing us ridiculous amounts of money to participate in.
Somebody's watching this.
Oh. Yeah, I was watching this. I'm gonna put it on mute.
No, it's fine. It's okay. It's fine. It's good. I'm just messing with you. But I don't know. I just want to make sure, because I love writing that much, you know. I mean, I would love for it to be African Americans helping everybody in a perfect world. We help each other and not be stepping on each other with the crab mentality and, you know, not trying to dog somebody else because their book, they think it might be better, or they worried that they're going to read yours over theirs or something. You know, I mean, it would be great if the world was like that, but it isn't. So we want to bring everybody else in because those people might want to help you more than our own, and I hate that, but it's...
I think I got kicked off.
You did. Some kind of way you dropped. I'm sorry, but you're back now.
Yes, I'm back. I thought I was talking to myself. I probably was.
No, everything you said, we heard, and then all of a sudden you went, whoop.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We heard
well,
everything
I didn't
you
know said what you
was
said
absolutely
about it.
Beautiful. Oh, what I said was trying to dog our people. I just want to bring people who's serious about writing to come together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever color they are, that's fine to me. It doesn't matter. I just want to work with people that's serious about doing this and not just half people, like you said, is half-stepping, don't want to do this, don't want to do that, and, you know. I mean, I mean, there's enough of that going on out there, you know. I mean, we don't need it, so. And that's not the way I'm building my relationships with people out there, because I think we can help, everybody can help, because let's just face it, some of
we need
to be the best.
If I don't follow up, if I don't say how I advertise or when I advertise, you know, if it's an exchange of money and I'm writing this off on my taxes, then yes, I need to know. What exactly are you doing? I'm not blindly supporting you because you're black. And we got into that a lot at the beginning when we started up a couple years ago, anxious to distribute and to advertise with black businesses, and we're just thoroughly disappointed. And that's not to make a contrast. That's just saying this is where we started, and nothing.
No, I'm just playing. Put it on my tab. Put it on my I've been working for free tab. You have been, because I've been paying you. You've been on the show how long, and I haven't paid none of y'all, so you're right. Yeah. No, I'm just playing.
You're right.
But seriously,
but you don't accept money either. You don't charge for people to advertise, and you have people on all the time.
I sure don't, and I should, but I haven't been. And
no.
People have been telling me that you should do that. But I haven't been doing that. And you know, I you know, people's on here. I think we all, to me, all us being on here is
How did these people get nominated, selected?
Absolutely. I just want to know that.
Like,
I'm glad you're talking about
that. I mean, there's so
that.
Many conflicts of interest, and so then they expect you to take it seriously, and they want you to fly out to New York or wherever it's going on. You know, if you just want to have a party and celebrate books, just say that. But don't come up the same people. People that are, you know, new debut authors that have written 3 books. How is a debut author published, you know, with more than 1 book out, unless he released or she released all 3.
Who's the sexist female? All this.
What the hell does that got to do with books?
Yeah, and then how did people get nominated? You know, how do they get in? It's who you know, because half these folks, if you don't know them, I mean, they're all in the same circle, so they're putting themselves on the ballot. That's what it is, and they get these awards. And I'm just wondering, what the fuck you got to do?
Me and DV talked about an award show. At least I did. And
we talked about it.
The internet is a big place. But outside of you emailing all your peeps and saying, write, you know, go vote for selection so-and-so, I think it should be a blind race in a sense. I think that you really people need to start, you know, accepting awards for being popular, you know, because when you're popular, it's great.
you know, and then really try to dig in and say, you know, hey, how can we, if we're going to acknowledge and we're going to set up websites and do all these other things for these awards, can it not?
A lot of votes, and like they had her cover. I don't know who does her book covers. I don't know if she does them herself or not, but for Smokescreen, they had that as one of the books they were looking at for best cover, and, you know, just different stuff. I mean, they got these, it's all urban, though. It's nothing to do with anybody else, no other genres, no nonfiction, nothing. It's just, you know, just what they like. Which I understand they come up with this award show, but, I mean, if you're going to do one, be well-rounded and not just do one area, which means that's all we got. Is that all we have? Hello?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can hear
you. I'm here.
Okay. I was wondering if she's
hello?
Still here. I see her number still here. Carmen?
Yeah.
Okay, she's there.
She's like,
yeah.
I'm here.
Okay. But they don't understand what I'm saying. I know I'm talking a lot, but I'm just saying, I just don't understand how they do these award shows. And then they got these radio shows. I mean, there's 9,000 shows. Let's remember, Word Section Radio is not the only show, and I know that. And there's a lot of other shows out there that's doing stuff. But if you're not talking the stuff that they want to talk about or whatever, of course, they're going to pick what they want. If it's all urban, you know, getting over here talking about, you know, whatever, then, you know, it's, I understand they're trying to get urban out there. I know it's a new genre that's been around for, what, the last 5 years or so, maybe a little longer than that. I understand they're trying to get that out there, but blacks are not, that's not the only genre we write in.
I'm going to tell you like this. Anytime I see online awards, I just kind of shy away from it. Because, like I said, at that point, you're not saying who's the best, what's the best show or what's the best book. You're saying how many times can we vote, you know, for this person.
Right.
And that doesn't really indicate how great a book is by how many people can vote for it.
Right. That's absolutely true. And, I mean, they even have an award for the best reviewers. Oh, who's reviewing your book?
Which is totally subjective. Unless the person writes it.
Oh, because of the pictures.
I guess.
Like,
what show is this?
Man, I don't even put my pictures up online mostly because I want people to enjoy the writing and not focus on what the author looks like. And so
I
guess they look at my pictures.
I got
an honorable
mention. Anyway.
I got like an honorable
mention.
Are
you
on there? For best dress honorable mention. And I'm just like, dude, some of the people that they chose, wow. I know
you got an honorable mention, man?
Better than.
Yeah.
And like, I heard on Facebook. Urban, I think Raheem is one of the main people who is behind it, and I appreciate his hustle. I really do. Okay.
Yeah, Raheem
but
is.
I think this particular subset or whatever you want to call it, award show, you know, is mostly a popularity contest. And if that's what it is, then just say that's what it is. Don't try to throw
it
in.
Right.
Just
but it's just like high school. Isn't this what we did in high school?
Yeah.
Right.
If the most popular people got picked.
Not the best people for the job. The most popular.
Just the most popular.
Okay, hold up. Y'all sound like some haters who didn't get voted on in high school because I was the class beauty and I did earn it. Thank you very much.
Boo, get off the phone. You wanted the other.
If you're beautiful, you're beautiful. It's no problem. But the thing is why we got an award show that's supposed to be talking about literary
stuff.
Oh,
my God. I was joking, Red.
I know, sweetheart. I know, baby. I know.
But I think it's fun. I guess depending on who's talking or who's looking at it, it still gets the recognition. So, I mean, it works on some level. It works.
Yeah, well. I don't know. We got to fix our thing. I think this is bigger than us, but we still need to come up with a way to try to fix our literary, what we're doing, because we're, you know, it's really terrible that this has turned into what it's turning into. I mean, it's supposed to be about writing and stuff, but it's my personality.
I'm going to end this show on a sob story. I kind of want, you know, everybody to talk about, you know, what Valentine's Day is, you know, what love means to them. You know, something a little lighter than what we're talking about now because I'm depressed. Y'all depressed.
Okay, Cotton, you started off since you were the latest one to come on. Tell us.
Oh, my goodness. tell you what love means to me? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, because, you know, well, you did a poetry show called What Love Means.
Are you? Yeah, that's right. So are you? Are you going to be like DV said by himself tomorrow or what?
Well, thanks.
Let's talk about love. I don't look at Valentine's Day the same way. I don't care if nobody never gets me anything. I spread mine out, which means that I get dinner. I make dinner for my kids. I buy Valentine's Day cards and get things for them for Valentine's Day. I don't look at it as being, because to me, if it's about love, it's not necessarily about having a man-woman relationship. It's about loving somebody, including yourself.
Okay.
I do think that I'm one of those people that I would love to celebrate Valentine's every day. You know, I would love to have, be shown love, obviously. Not just on that day, but whenever he feels like doing it. And that'll just be Valentine's Day over and over and over and over. I'm usually upbeat anyway, so it doesn't matter either way for me. You do for me, I do for you. Everybody's happy.
Right. Mm-hmm. Carmen?
I don't have a Valentine this year, but I'm not sad about it. I mean, I think love is great regardless. So I'm happy for other people to have a great Valentine's Day. I personally just love the day. I really do. I have since I was a kid. Like, just seeing other people be happy makes me happy. So I'm happy with that.
Okay.
I like y'all. Don't take it wrong. Anyway, go ahead.
I agree with everybody saying, but I don't care. I like stuff. You know, I like to be reminded that, you know, I'm thought of, that I've contributed to your life in some way, you know. And, like, I spend most of my time alone, you know, because that's just who I am. I'm an introvert, and I enjoy that, so that when the time comes for me to be an extrovert, I like the love aspect is overdone, and I do. I think that in no matter what relationship, one person requires love, the other person may require something completely different. Like if I'm in a relationship, you know, the woman I'm with may require love, but I may say, well, I want respect, you know, and as long as she gives me respect, I will give her love. I don't think two people go into a relationship with the same, you know, things that are required. They both don't need love as the forefront of who they are. You know, sometimes it's trust, sometimes it's respect, sometimes it's honesty. You know, like me, I may be an honesty guy. If she's always honest to me, I will always give her the love that she requires. Or if she's always honest to me, I will give her the respect she requires. So, I mean, it's just kind of one of those things where, when Valentine's Day comes around, you're reminded of the things that you hold dearly. So, I mean, if I meet someone who says, look, D, you know, I need love and I will respect you as long as you give me love, then we know what one day is.
So look at it as not having love, you know, every day of the year. But, like, you don't get... I don't know. When I was little, my dad used to, every Valentine's Day morning when I woke up, my present from him would be on my dresser. And, like, that excited me. And I know he loved me the other 364 days out of the year, and I got birthday presents and I got Christmas gifts, but it was just something about knowing that when I wake up, that present's going to be on my dresser, whether it was candy or flowers or balloons.
You knew he loved you all year long, but on that day he gave you that extra special thing to make you even feel more love. A lot of people don't even do it all year long. They just wait till that one day, oh, she know I love her. But on that one day, you decide to tell her, like, you're not telling her no other year. She's not telling you no other part of the year. But that day, she just decides, oh, yeah, baby, I love you. But you ain't never told me, like, we've been together 10 years, and I gotta wait once a year to hear that one.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good to me. Comfort zone. You know, and so that's just kind of what it is.
So are you one of those people that you give a hug and just kind of do a pat on the back kind of thing? You do that? You do that, TV?
I'm one of those people that I don't hug with two arms, hug with one. You know,
like, oh, no. So you cannot be around me. Because I, I am a hugger for real, and I use both arms, and I force you to use both arms because I want my breast to feel your chest, all of that.
I'm like,
oh, that's
a hug. Right.
So you're gonna break out from me now?
No, Melody ain't.
Right.
She's gonna get me. She goes like she know where I stay. She's gonna stab me. And I'm just waiting for it, but that's cool.
I'm not a violent person.
Stop lying. Don't listen to her. Every
I'm
time
not
she gets you punch me in the stomach. Every time she gets you punch me in the stomach.
I'm a lover.
And a fighter.
No. I don't like to fight.
Well, it sounds good, everybody. I mean, BV, they're giving you love, so, man, you should be happy about that.
They're giving you love, too, Red.
No
point does that mean. No point does that mean.
Say what?
We always give
love.
Red time.
Because you know what? Every time Red calls, people answer.
What happened? What did he say?
Every time you call, people answer. That is true.
Because you answered the phone?
That is true.
Uh-oh.
That is
okay.
True.
Well, I appreciate that. If that is true, I appreciate that.
We're just trying to collect the numbers, get the numbers up. I'm looking to put it on Kindle, probably in March. Most likely in March, for sure. The e-zine is just a passion of mine for just laying out things and making things look really pretty and getting the opportunity to read other great writers and write, put out stuff for people to enjoy and try to capitalize on this burgeoning tablet market here.
So what's the name of the new e-zine? Say the name
of
it.
It's Naughty Inc's Little Black Book, and I have the cover posted places, and I'm actually working with
the
website right now.
Are those your lips?
Yeah, no, they're not my lips. No.
They look like.
No, I wish I had that technology. I tried to find the fullest lips I could find when I was doing that, but I thought I really wanted it to be simple. And I wanted it to just look like, you know, it was. So I'm hoping that people enjoy it. It's really a lot of information. I mean, I had so much fun putting it together. I think that is the goal.
Right.
And I would love for you guys to hit up the Facebook blog or to just post it on my page, you know, your thoughts on it. It'll probably be priced pretty cheaply because it's just my first one. And I want it to just get out and get around and people to expect that level of excellence that I try to do, you know.
I'm going to ask you one question, then I'm going to let everybody go. How or who had the most erotic story or most heated story in there?
As far as explicitness, you already know the answer.
That's right.
To this. Red's story is really nasty. And I love it because he just goes where most women, especially, don't really go. You know, when I think about it, when I really think about what women like to read. Anyway.
But, you know, that's what I was listening tonight on the other show. They were talking about, oh, we don't want to.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. And I hope you guys enjoy everybody. It'll be nice. DV's story is a little bit of it that I've gone through. It's going to be. Definitely. He's always thinking of something new, so totally different.
I know you. I can't wait to read it.
So, I mean, like, you a huge smile is all I have to say. Just big cheese.
Okay.
That's all I really have to say about him.
Right.
You know, it should be a lot of fun. It's fun. It's a lot of fun to read.
All right. Well, we thank all of y'all for coming on and being the support that y'all are and on this panel. And like I say, even if our guests, for some reason, if they can't be here or whatever, we always still have a good time talking and doing everything. So, and I enjoyed it, and let's keep it going. So, but I'm going to let y'all do your thing. I'm going to play this fantasy song. I always like to play this old Will Downing, so I'm going to play that, and we'll talk to y'all next time.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
I'm gonna do.
mind.